Free at last, free at last, free at last. Whew. Sometimes you gotta play the game to break free. Play the game for a little bit to break free. Free at last, free at last, free at last. There's things from your past that you, let's say you had questions about, right? You were always wondering. But God always reveals through His Word what you need to do. You know very easily via the Scripture that everything repeats. There's nothing new under the sun. Every storyline has already been told. And you already know. You actually knew before you got caught up in it. But you went in it anyway. If they don't know their Bible, if they can't rightly divide it, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, if they're not born again, if they're drinking, go to Galatians 5:19. Galatians 5:19, 20, and 21 will tell you who to stay away from. They will reveal it because they think everybody's like them. But not everybody's like them. Their words, their language, their drinking, their sorcery, their pharmakia reveals it. God's word does not lie. Mankind will lie. And they might not even be lying to you. They might be lying to themselves. And if they're lying to themselves, they're lying to you. They might not know they're lying because they're in delusional land. And so don't be mad at anybody. Don't be bitter. You knew it. If you know your Bible, you knew what you were getting into. You knew the fake reality you were believing. So be mad at yourself. Because say this. Say, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't put your word first as my guide. That's why I got mixed up in that situation. They can talk a big talk. If you can't actually see it with your own eyes, how somebody's intermingling in life, can you really know the person? How they intermingle with other people? Can you really know the person? Really a trip, to be honest with you, how crazy people are. When you really do the meditation, you realize how crazy people really are. And they think they can fool everybody. They fooled others around them. And they think they can fool you. Their words reveal it. Their words reveal it. I mean, really. I could give you 1,000 examples, but it's really easy. It's really easy. So, free at last, free at last, free at last. I mean, email me something anonymous. Create an anonymous email. Email me about your situation, some data points. Leave the names out, but just give me data points, and I'll be able to tell you what they're doing. Seriously. I can tell you what they're up to. It's obvious. when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to see it. But if God allows you to get away from it for a few days or a week or whatever, a month, it starts to open up. Oh, okay. Woo. How did I get blinded by that? You know? And then when you finally get through the rough spot, and you say, free at last, free at last, free at last, you say, I'm never going back into that. And they'll come up with a new trick, a new plan, a new scheme. These flesh creatures have learned to survive that way, and they've learned to set traps, and they've learned to talk your talk, you know. But if it's not really in them, it can't last forever. It's eventually is revealed, you know. And you quit fighting, you quit arguing, you quit debating. You already know, you've made your decision, and it's done. It's done. You might try to go back. You might think, oh, maybe it was the wrong choice. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, put no confidence in an unfaithful man. In other words, what he's saying is, let's say you have somebody working for you or a friend. Say, can you take this to the store? And they never get to the store. Can you take this? And they never follow through. There's a lot of people like that. So if you're thinking about marrying some gal, test if she's faithful. See if you can depend on her. If you can't, move on down the road. Most people you cannot depend on to be there for you, to help you, to be a real friend. Most people, 99% people, they're not going to be there to help you. You're going to have to figure it out on your own. I hate to tell you that. When the going gets tough, I think I've heard my mom said it one time, and I had some other people tell me, who was it? They said that when they were younger, they got pregnant and they were in the hospital. And the man, it might have been an Uber rider that told me this, said their husband didn't come to the hospital when they were having the baby, and come to find out they were dating some other girl. While she was in the hospital having a baby, the man was out with some other gal. Now you talk about a mind game. That's trauma. Imagine a woman going through that. That has to be trauma. Now she's probably not innocent. She's guilty of something. But imagine that trauma going through that. Having somebody's baby, they don't even come to the hospital, and they're having a relationship with some other woman while you're in the hospital. Can you imagine a woman thinking that? Can you imagine how a woman would feel? I can't. I don't think any man could imagine that. But same with the men, you know. The man, you could be getting, it's on your day you're getting ready to get married, and your wife's in the, come to find out, she's in the back room back there with somebody. And it's like, oh, I thought we were getting married. That, what are you doing? There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on like that, people. Put no confidence in mankind. Mankind will let you down. But if you can find a faithful job where they pay you every week, take that job. If you can find some faithful work, do that. If you can have a couple faithful friends, one or two, cool. If not, God is faithful. They'll come and go like the wind, you know. They'll come and go like the wind. I don't even know if I'll upload this because this is not my normal upload, but when you get free and you feel free and everything's flowing and jiving and everything's cool, it's like, okay. Whew. You take a deep breath and you say, praise God, I'm free. Imagine if you were under stress for 30 years, some narcissistic liar. Can you imagine that for 30 years? And not even, they're so busy. They're so busy with dealing with the drama of the narcissist. Can't even have 1 month of, I've had 5 months of just sitting at the house chilling. I took 5 months off after, you know, of my side gig there, just evaluating everything. Imagine if you were tied in with a narcissist and the drama, you would never get a month. You couldn't even get a month of break. You couldn't even get a month off to recover or heal or whatever. You pull your back or pull a muscle and it takes 2 months to heal. And you're tied in with a narcissistic Jezebel spirit and you couldn't even have a month of rest. No wonder people die early. No wonder they die early. I have a free will. God is first. I'm in the USA. I have free movement. I can go anywhere I want to go. I can do anything I want. I can change jobs if I want to. I can do whatever I want to do. And if you got that freedom, you better be praising God and shouting hallelujah. If you got your health, you better be praising God Almighty every day because of that. Start taking some magnesium, potassium. Walking, riding a bike, exercising, push-ups. Don't let no human put you in depression. It ain't even worth it. If they want to lie and cheat and steal and connive and drama queen, whatever it is, insanity, let them do their thing. Who cares? You can't fix them. If God hadn't fixed them by now, you ain't gonna fix them either. If God can't fix them, you can't fix them. Let's say that again. If God can't fix them, then you can't fix them. If God can't give them peace, and He gives you peace, why would you want no peace in your house, in your life, in your ear gate? You want peace like a river. You want peace like a river. And so, why would you leave peace to chaos? Are you stupid? I'm actually going to go back and live the same way I lived when I was. I'm just going to live knowing I have the knowledge, I have the experience, but I'm going to go back and just live like I did when I was 14. Just without a care in this life, trusting God. Yeah, I've got stuff I got to do, responsibilities. Yeah, I might have to climb under a house or fix a plumbing leak or fix a roof leak. That's all right. It's not a big deal. It's easy. It's easy. And if it's raining, I'll just put a tarp over it till the next day or the weekend. I'll go up there and put a tarp over it. Staple it down, and then when the weekend shows up, I'll go over there and fix it. I ain't gonna worry about it no more. It is what it is. what was his name, Martin Luther King? I think he was talking to everybody. I think he was speaking to everybody. And I'm taking not only just in the natural, like free from government oppression, but I think it's freedom from mental abuse, narcissistic abuse, toxicity, freedom from all that junk. And if anybody's trying to put you back under rule-based living or toxic whatever, run. And I mean fast. And don't look back. Don't look back. Because if they're toxic, ain't no telling what they've been in the middle of. If everything out of their mouth is toxic, you better run, because you don't know. They've been in some bad stuff. They've never done any healing. If they don't know their Bible, if they don't have some verses memorized somewhere down the line, what have they been doing their whole life? What have they been doing? They don't want to be healthy. They just want to find somebody else that they can dominate and dehumanize. You think that's a joke? That's a real thing, people. There's people out there trying to dehumanize you. For real, not even joking.